Tango Mobile.
Do something about this fool that's coming the wrong. We got a fool coming the wrong way in a one-way line in a parking lot. Go figure.
Well, we just come in from feeding and watering the chickens, and I'm sitting here eating some kind of blueberry. What is that, Bernice?
Bread.
Blueberry bread. But it's good. And a cup of coffee. How's your day?
Not bad. Just left the seafood place over here where I eat lunch. Had me some nice clam strips, golden fried clam strips for lunch today. And trying to get out of their parking lot. They had a, my potato wedges had a little wanky taste to them, but, and I had a talk with a gal that owns the place. Her and her husband own the place. I know them personally. So. And didn't order anything else to go with it because I didn't really need the potatoes anyway. So anyway, and on my way home, and maybe going to do some 20-meter sideband this afternoon, try and stay out of the contest area.
The only contest I see is 160 meters. Which one are you talking about?
North American CUSO party was going on this weekend.
I'll call the 160-meter one that. I'm not seeing any DX on there yet.
Got a phone call, be back. I was just getting another call from the Spartanburg City Police Department. They had had a missing youth, a youth that had problems, health problems. So, and they were just calling to let everybody know that it was on their list that they found the child. So that's always good news.
I got a Costco ad today, and I was just looking at these Epson printers, and they take raw ink, in other words, bottles of ink rather than cartridges. Looks pretty nice. I think Jerry has one. That dang thing that I got, that HP, finally got it working right, but like I printed some schematics the other day, and if you take a highlighter and run across it 2 days later, it'll still smear. I just don't like it at all.
One of the reasons why I went to Epson printers, Epson the other brand I get is, all the ones that make cameras too. Anyway, I get printers, those two, Canon. I either get a Canon printer or an Epson. My big printer is an Epson with has two trays on it because I keep cardstock in one for printing QSL cards and I keep paper in the other one for printing everything else. But yeah, I like the Epson. I wish they'd had one of the those tank printers available that had the two drawers when I was looking for mine, and I've gotten one of those because that saves you a whole lot of ink because you buy the bottles and they will refill many times before you run out.
Several of the people here said that they only use their printers like twice a week. One guy said he'd print 25 pages in front and back, and he said, I've had it over a year now and haven't had to add ink to it yet.
The more ink you use, of course, but, you know, it's like I've got to go online this afternoon and print out, we got some new music to hand out tomorrow night, barbershop rehearsal, and since our librarian is somewhere playing around, he and his wife are somewhere playing around down in Florida for the second week of their three-week trip down there, down on one of the islands down there. Key Largo, I think, is where they are. I'm gonna print out some copies of the paper and the song to take it to rehearsal for those who don't remember to print it out themselves. So, and that'll give us music to rehearse from tomorrow night. So, anyway, but five sheets or three sheets because it's back and front, two and a half, three, five pages, and back and front, two, three sheets. So, and. Yes, under $3 over here.
Over here for quite a while. Well, we had to get up at, I got up at 3:30 before and take Shelley back to the airport at 5 o'clock for a 6 o'clock flight, and she was home by 8 o'clock, so that worked out all right. And then I went back to bed for, after we got home, I sent Gerald to your.
I'm sure you needed that and all, but, and I was supposed to go get redoed my certification in CPR today, but my church didn't get out until after 11:30, and they started at 11:30 over at the other church because their church goes from 10 to 11. And they started at 11:30, and I would have been almost 12 o'clock getting there, which would be too late. And on top of that, where I got that shot Friday, my arm's a little bit sore. And never had that response before, but thought one of the doctors in the church I talked to today, they said, yeah, that can happen with some of these, you know, when you're getting shots like that. Some of them can cause your arm to be sore, and it did. So, oh, well, anyhow, I'm going to go home, and like I said, I'm going to turn on the radio and see what's going on. There's supposed to be a 20-meter sideband net at I can get into that and maybe work some people on 20-meter sideband. Hey, I'm just passing a nice sofa out here alongside the road if you need an extra one to go down in your basement.
What?
A sofa.
No, I think I'll pass on that for now. But, yeah, I see the 20-meter stuff going on there. I was just looking to see. De-expedition going on, and sounded kind of different to me, and I looked it up, but I'd worked them on 3 bands years ago, and I didn't know it. 3 Bravo 7 Mike, St. Brandon De-expedition. Just that Brandon part kind of turns me off, though.
Going by over here where the trees are all in bloom, and all down this guy's driveway. And every year he has to go in and do some trimming out because they break off. And well, I'm pulling in the yard, Tom, so I will catch you a little bit. I'll turn the radio on in the house and I'll holler at you there. Catch you shortly. N0TRW2T.
Okay, Rusty. Good to hear you. W2T N0TR clear.